This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The vaccine rollout has been challenging everywhere, but parts of rural Wisconsin are facing additional hurdles to getting the shots into people's arms. Rural health systems have limited resources, pharmacies are scarce, and in sparsely populated areas, the nearest health care provider may be an hour away. Danielle Kading reports.
Nurse practitioner Rebecca Fleming didn't feel the shot when she received the COVID-19 vaccine recently at the North Lakes Community Clinic in downtown Ashland.
There you are, ma'am. You got
easy.
To hang with us for about 15 minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, it was easy.
Fleming was one of around 200 healthcare workers who got the Moderna vaccine at North Lakes 14 clinics in rural northern Wisconsin. CEO Reba Rice says they've been lucky to get all the doses they requested so far. But she acknowledged the rollout has been anything but smooth for health officials and providers in Wisconsin.
The lack of coordination has really been a problem. And we did have a summer to think about it. But I just think this gobsmacked everybody.
The population in rural parts of the state tends to be older, which means people could be more at risk of serious complications from the coronavirus. And rural Wisconsin was already facing a shortage of healthcare resources before the pandemic. While nearly one-fifth of the state's population resides in rural communities, less than 10% of physicians practice in rural areas. Rural health departments are also stretched thin.
Our county health department, there is right now two nurses, so we really did not have the capacity to be able to offer the vaccine.
Health Officer Terry Harmala with Menominee and Shawnee counties says her department is partnering with larger healthcare systems like ThetaCare so people can get the shots. Across the state, many residents have been confused about how and where the shots will be administered. With limited staff and resources, John Ike thinks that should have been worked out sooner to fill in any gaps. He's director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health.
So we needed to figure out, well, where can these people go in every county in the state? And who would be doing the vaccinating?
Bayfield County Health Director Sarah Wartman says the vaccine is a light at the end of the tunnel for the pandemic. But in the meantime, she's worried about burnout among her 13 staff.
While we have a lot of hope and inspiration right now, it kind of was like this when COVID first happened. My staff were really resilient and gung-ho, lots of energy. But when we realized it wasn't going to be over in 2 months, it was really hard to keep going.
She adds that transportation is a real problem in rural areas, where some residents live an hour away from the nearest healthcare provider. In some parts of the state, pharmacy chains CVS and Walgreens are working to vaccinate nursing home residents under a federal partnership. But those outlets aren't everywhere.
How many CVSs do we have in Bayfield County? None. Absolutely none.
It's one of 15 counties in Wisconsin that doesn't have a chain pharmacy. Wartman is planning to vaccinate residents at a dozen sites across the county. A study by the University of Iowa's Rural Policy Research Institute found 5 counties in Wisconsin have just one pharmacy. Florence County is one of 110 rural counties nationwide that has none. The state is providing $86 million to help bring resources to local and tribal health departments. And Wisconsin's Deputy Health Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says they're also sending mobile vaccination teams to help vaccinate in rural areas.
And for those where adding additional staff is not feasible, we'll have this additional state asset to supplement their resources.
Despite those resources, plenty of rural health officials feel the state should have been better prepared to address issues with rolling out the vaccine to all parts of the state. But Reba Rice with North Lakes says now is not the time for blame.
Right now is the time to just roll up your sleeves and get people healthy.
And in rural communities, many residents are eager to roll up their sleeves for their dose of protection. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.